Today's words of wisdom will be presented in Cantonese and English with oral translation in Cantonese and subtitles in Arabic, Oleseed or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. Hong Kong 由260个美丽的岛聚组成，这个地名源自香港岛上的石牌湾，翻译过来就是芳香的港口，灵感来自于在石牌湾交易的芳香木料和芬香。香港亦以它的演艺事业闻名于世，尤其武术最令人称道，有好几位荷里活家传户晓的演员都是出身自香港的电影圈的，好像李小龙、周润发、成龙、杨紫琼、李连杰和张国荣。另外值得一提的就是世界上最高的摩天大厦，香港就有四座。而在不久前2006年的11月，来自香港的张平路博士荣获故事和平奖，表彰他在医药和学术方面的杰出贡献。香港民众拥有高度的宗教自由，并有宪法条文来保障这份权利的。香港人的信仰包括了佛教、基督教、道教、犹太教和锡克教，同时亦有很多人收集观音法门。观音法门是一种观内在光和阴的打坐方法，它是青海无上师赐予这个世界的爱心礼物，为了帮助那些准备好重新找回自己内在天国的人。由于这些深具灵性的香港人诚心的邀请，青海无上师曾多次造访香港，分享他的智慧和见解，让大众更开悟，更了悟上帝的天国。2000年的爱海之旅，青海无上师再次接受求道者的至诚邀请而莅临香港。我们现在邀请你聆听这场睿智开示，重获内在至高力量。1993年5月28日，青海无上师讲于香港。
No need to worship too many masters. No need to worship Buddha or Jesus. Just be one. Just remember you are great before you are entangled in this physical mass.
不需要去崇拜那些那么多名师或者其他的耶稣基督等等，只要你们认清楚自己其实未曾来到这个肉体之前，其实也是一个很伟大的个体来的。
If you do not remember, we have a way to make you remember. And that is a method we call 观音. Whatever name you want, it's fine. It's fine.
如果你唔记得咗呢个方法嘅话咧，我哋而家贡献翻呢个方法俾你哋，就系呢一个观音法门，或者你哋称为任何咩法门都好啦。
It is the way of awakening our memory of our true origin.
呢个就系一个方法。叫醒我哋嘅真我，令我哋回忆翻、记翻起我哋嘅源头嘅。
And once awakened, we will never forget again.
一叫醒咗你之后咧，你永远都唔会再忘记噶啦。
And once you have found this happiness, you hardly lose it, hardly ever, except you deliberately ignore it, refuse it, because of some reason.
一找到这种快乐之后你永远不会再失去它的了。除非你有意蓄意地来放弃它的。
There should be no personal liking when you seek enlightenment.
在你寻找开悟的过程里面你不应该有个人的偏好的。
Whether you like the teacher or not, if his English is good, it's good for you. If you want to learn English.
如果你想学英文的话你无论那个先生你喜不喜欢都好只要他的英文是好的你就应该是跟他的了。
So if you want enlightenment, come for enlightenment alone. Don't look for personality, or don't look for the appearance of the teacher, whether it's male, female, short or tall, English or Chinese. So it's not important.
如果你是要追求开悟的话呢你所要找的就是一个名师你不应该去看这个外表的高矮肥瘦啊等等来到判断的。
Of course, if we have a companion or a guide who is nice looking, maybe talented, humorous, beautiful, then of course it's better for us. Otherwise, it's not very important.
当然啦，如果向外表睇上嚟系比较好睇、英俊、系靓啲嘅，当然就更加好啦。但系呢个唔系话好重要噶。
But we must remember that one person can never satisfy everybody's taste.Therefore, that is not at all considered as the utmost important.
但唔好忘记咧，一个人冇可能适应咁多人嘅口味嘅，所以咧呢一点应该你哋要唔好作为一个考虑嘅重点嚟嘅。
The most important question is whether that person can give you the promised enlightenment and immediately or not.
最值得考虑的就是这个人能不能够马上给到他应承给你的开悟呢
?Yesterday, the journalist asked me why the disciples always follow me. Perhaps because what I promise, I give them. If I promise them light and music from heaven, promise them wisdom, promise them happiness, loving kindness more and more every day, then that will be so.
昨日各位记者先生问我为什么你有这么多徒弟成日跟着你呢可能因为我能够给到我答应给他们的所有的快乐智慧等等所以他们
If I promise them God, then they will see God.、
Yeah. 如果我答应他们见到上帝他们就会见到上帝。
And now, in this lifetime, not waiting until we die.
就在你在生的时候不需要等到你过身之后的。
If I promise them heaven, they will see heaven in this lifetime.
如果我答应
after that also, that is for sure. Yeah.
如果我答应他们能够看到天堂呢他们在这再生的时候就可以看到的了不需要等到死后。当然在他们死后也都一样可以看到继续看到。
If we wait until we die in order to know heaven or to know ourselves, it might be too late. We might not know it. At that time, who guarantees?、Huh?
如果我们等到死后才企图去认识天堂认识我们的真我可能已经是太迟了因为那时候没有人可以保证你的。
Of course, everyone's level of enlightenment will be different.
当然每个人的开悟的程度是不同的。
And accordingly, the inner teacher will teach them to their best advantage.
那里去里面的师父就会根据他们的等级来教他们最好的东西。
The real teaching is not always the same for everybody.
因为这种教导是不能够说一概每个人一概而论的。
And more important is that you don't have to always stick around the teacher every day. You can learn it at home because the teaching is direct and from the inner channel.
最重要的是你不需要时时跟着这位师父的你可以在屋企里面自己学习。因为呢这个教导其实是经你们里面的沟通来到教导的。
After the initiation, the line is established, just like you have applied for a telephone line in your home. And once it's connected, you can use it all the time. And you don't need to go to America to talk to that beloved person, but you can stay at home and talk to her. Of course, sometimes you meet each other face to face, that would be also better, nicer for both of us.Because we are still in a physical dimension, and sometimes we need the physical contact.
这种情况就是好像你已经申请了一个电话线一样， 自從電話線一打通咗之後咧，你就可以同譬如話喺美國嘅人互相聯絡啦。當然咧，間中你哋能夠親自見下面都好啊，因為始終你哋而家仲係一個肉體嘅情況之下。
But it's not always necessary in spiritual practice.
不過喺靈修上嚟講咧，呢、這個就唔係話好需要噶。
But the physical contact is sometimes necessary because the disciples are still in a not very high level and still like to see the teacher in person.
不過呢種實質上嘅接觸咧，有陣時亦都有需要，因為有啲徒弟仲唔係喺好高嘅境界，間中佢哋都希望真正見接觸下呢個師傅嘅。
And later when they are in a higher level, they still like to see the teacher in person because it's nice to see a good friend.
即使佢哋第日上到更高境界，佢都仍然係鍾意見到師傅㗎，因為佢哋都係好希望見到一個好朋友嘛。
And all attachments for worldly gain and profit, fame and name will just minimize day by day until it becomes none.
他們對這個世界的名利的執著會漸漸地減少，直到沒有為止。
他們對 we do things without personal motive,
他們做事
personal profit.
他們做事再不是為了個人的動機而做了。
Thank you for your enthusiastic support and attention.
好多謝各位的熱心支持和支持。
I feel very comfortable.With you.
我覺得同你哋喺一齊咧，好高興，好可愛嘅一群，你哋係。
What is initiation?
I have mentioned it already, but if you want, I tell you again. It is the beginning of our homeward
journey.
欣
心係乜嘢？
欣心係乜嘢咧？欣心就係我哋翻去我哋源頭嘅第一步。
It is the beginning of the awakening of self-realization.
呢個係我哋甦醒嘅第一步，真正認識自我嘅第一步。
At the time of initiation, I do nothing to you and I speak nothing.
喺印心嘅時候，我唔會做任何嘢，我唔會講任何嘢嘅。
But you will realize what you long to realize.
但你會認識到你一向所想認識嘅嘢。
And then you will know what to do every day to regain more knowledge of your great soul, of your true self.
以後你每日就知道點樣做去攞翻你自己嘅真正偉大嘅自我。
And from that day, the inner master always stand by you 24 hours to help you in any circumstances that require.
由嗰日開始咧，你裏邊嘅師傅咧就會每日24小時咁陪住你嚟到幫助你喺任何方面嘅。
In this world as well as beyond this world until you reach complete realization.
在这个世界在另更高的世界直到你得到最高的认识自我为止。
The initiation therefore is done in complete silence and difficult to describe to you in language.
所以印心呢是在完全不讲话的情况之下进行的而是很难用语言向你们应用的。
We will give you some instruction like how to sit on do not waver and do not move and thing like that. But this is not initiation. The true initiation is complete silence. Yeah?
我們會教你一些關於姿勢上或者實質上的東西。不過這個並不是印心的本身。印心的本身是不能說的。
Because these things are beyond this physical world. Therefore, we don't need language. Language is helpless.In the spiritual dimension.
因为这些事是没办法用语言讲出来的。这些灵修上的问题是没办法用世间的语言所讲出来的。
Otherwise, I would have written a book.
如果不是我写一本书。
Is the Kuan Yin method a religion?
Nah. Otherwise, I would call it Kuan Yin religion.
问题问呢，观音法门是不是一个宗教来的？观音法门就不是一个宗教来的。
In the initiation form, we stated that you do not need to change your religion, or you do not need to join a new one, or not need to invent a new one, or do not need to change anything.
Yeah? 在印心表上面我们写得很清楚的，你不需要放弃以前任何宗教，也都不需要加入一个新的宗教的，你不需要改变任何的东西的。
The Kuan Yin method just help you to realize your true worth, that's all.And the religions are just half of it. For example, every religion talks about two sides. One is the physical moral standard, and the other one is heaven realization.
大多数宗教都分开两部分，一方面就是外表形式上的和道德上的道理，另外一部分就真正是去找到这个天国的真理的道理。
Our religions are fine, as long as we realize the essence of that religion, any religion essence is the same. I offer the essence, okay, not religions.
Do you know Chuang Shi? What do you think of it?
庄子。
你认不认识庄子啊？你觉得系
点咧？ Died about a few thousand years ago.
佢死咗成三千年。
What do you want to know about him?
仲想知道啲咩咧？
Anyhow, I had many tapes talk about Zhuang Zi. You can take some cassette home and listen to what I said about Zhuang Zi, because I cannot talk about a person who is so great in a few minutes. Yeah? So please get some tapes outside and listen. Alright?
由于我唔能够喺几分钟之内讲关于一个咁伟大嘅人物咧，各位可以请出去出边咧买一啲我曾经讲过关于庄子嘅一啲录音带。
We are good friends.
我哋好朋友嚟噶。
Is it possible to introduce your message to children? Also, thank you to the hidden person for its almost perfect and natural translation in Cantonese.
The children can learn also. From 6 years old, they can get initiation.
六岁以上嘅细路仔都可以接受印心噶啦。
But only if they want it.
不过要他们自愿才行。
The children have also their supreme wisdom as much as we have. So we don't force the children, but if they like it, they can have.
小孩子里面也都有跟我们一样的最高智慧的，所以我们不可以强迫他。如果他们喜欢的话，可以让他们接受的。
How does initiation link or complete meditation, or are they both independent?
After the initiation, then you know how to meditate.
印咗心之后，你哋先至知道点样打坐啊嘛。
That's the link.
呢个就系嗰个关系啦。
Does it matter who teaches meditation?
It does. It does matter. If the person who has no experience in going back to heaven, then how can he lead you to heaven? So if the teacher knows the way to heaven already, of course it is best for us. Not everyone at random.
传授这个方法给你们的人是很重要的。如果那个人懂得回天堂的路，他当然可以教你那条路。如果他根本都不知道怎样回天堂的路，他怎么能够教个方法给你呢？
When you have a close relative who are old and near the end, and they are deaf and illiterate and not intelligent, how can you convey to them the message in order that they achieve inner peace at the time of death?
Just convey, and see how he reacts. Because you never know who is not intelligent. Maybe we are the one who are not intelligent. Sometimes it's like that, yeah? We underestimate someone.
问题是，如果有一个好老又就快死的人，又不识字又……
You made an in-depth study on the Baha'ism. Can you please share a few views?Of yours on the Baha'i faith?
Baha'i faith originally means brothers, brotherhood. So it's just the name for those who were enlightened at that time when the Baha'i faith started. Now later on it's left the name, just like other religions. So every religion has the good points. Yeah?
Baha'i 其实也是一种修行教派的一种来的，是一个兄弟会的以前一个名称来的。不过到现在也都只是得回一个名称在这里，已经没有实质的了，跟其他宗教都一样。
Is the Kuan Yin method the same method as taught by Kuan Yin Bodhisattva?
Yeah.
观音法门是不是跟观音菩萨所教的法门一样呢？是的。
I feel so much love for everyone and everything, but it is difficult to go out in the world and deal with separation, rudeness, unkindness, and maybe just the indifference. I take a deep breath and try to find the love every time, but I feel like I bleed. How can I respond to others in the same loving ways always?
Yeah, it's difficult because of the collective karmic atmosphere around those persons that you are dealing with. So try to look at him or her as their supreme power within themselves and forget the habits that they accumulated, forget the manner that they have been influenced by the surrounding and the society. But if you cannot, it's fine. Try again next time.
由於受到啲人們受到呢個共同業障氣氛嘅影響咧，佢哋嘅行為咧係受到一定嘅影響嘅。咁我哋應該企圖咧就忘記咗佢哋啲嘢，而認識到佢哋其實亦都係一個偉大嘅力量喺佢裏邊嘅。咁就嘗試接受佢哋。如果唔得咧，亦都冇辦法啦。
Why is there no conflict between God, Christian, and Buddha? God said there is only one God. You cannot worship other gods.
Yeah, Buddha do not tell you to worship other God. Did he? Buddhas also are messengers from God. But the God he knows is different from the preconceived idea of the God you know. That's all. There's only one God, the one all-loving, all-pervading, all-omnipresent power. That's what we call God. And we are the offsprings. And Buddha is one of the offsprings. When a person is enlightened, he reached the state of Buddhahood or Christ. And that person is one with the Almighty power. And no separation between the original and the offspring. At that time, there's God or there's no God, there's no difference to that person at all. He might not know there's God because he and God is one. Of course he knows, but he doesn't discriminate like the way we do. The way we look at things are different from the way an enlightened person look at things.
雖然聖經上面話上帝就只係得一個上帝嘅啫，但其實上帝同埋佛咧，亦其實都一樣嘅。佛亦都係由上帝嗰度嚟嘅，由嗰至高嗰度力量嗰度嚟嘅。當一個人明白咗呢個道理之後咧，佢就會認識到咧，其實上帝同佛咧係冇分別嘅。
Could you kindly tell me how to control the wandering mind?
The text and practice and time. That's why after enlightenment, after initiation, we suggest that you still have to meditate every day. Otherwise, the habit of wandering mind has been a long time and it's difficult to get rid of it overnight. So we have to keep repeating the experience of enlightenment until it become our nature.
打坐嗰時唔能夠集中精神咧，呢個已經係我哋生生世世嘅習慣嚟噶啦。我哋唯有係更加集中注意力，咁樣不斷咁去練習，咁嚟到將呢個能夠改變嘅啫。
If we do not adhere to the precepts very strictly, how will this affect our meditation?
You, of course. Have less experience, less feeling of tranquility, and less heavenly vision. But try again. Yeah? We are human and sometimes we failed, but we should try again. There is a difference between a saint and an ordinary person is that a saint doesn't make the same mistake again. So make a mistake, okay, but don't make it again.
聖人和凡夫不同的地方呢，就是聖人是唔會一錯再錯嘅，而凡夫咧就會，咁所以咧就要小心啦。錯完就唔可以再錯啦。
If we chant the Buddhist mantras and get into samadhi, is this good or bad?
Good. It's good.
如果我哋能夠念一啲咒語，佛教咒語能夠入到靜嘅，入到三摩地嘅，咁係好亦話唔好咧？咁係好嘅。
That means you have good concentration.
咁即係話你嘅集中係非常之高啦。
But it might not be a very high level.
但係咁未必係一個好高嘅境界嚟㗎。
Is meditation related to religious?
打坐同宗教有冇關係嘅呢
？And if you obtain your goal in meditation, do you think we need to keep our religion and why?
At that time, you are the religion.So whether you keep it or not keep it, you don't think like that anymore. Yeah? I just tell you now, you don't need to change your religions because you still feel attached to religious names and form. But at that time, after great enlightenment, you become the religion yourself. You are the symbol of all purity, precepts, and holiness. Therefore, that is the essence of our religion. So no need to say whether I'm still a Christian or not a Christian. It is not important, the name anymore. At that time, your outlook is different.
我告诉你，现在不需要放弃你的以前的宗教，就因为如果你叫你放弃所有以前的宗教，你就可能是很混乱的。但当你到那天你真正得到大开悟的时候，你自己就是那个完美那个神圣的化身，所以就你自己就是那个宗教，那时就不需要再有任何宗教了。
What is karma? Is it assigned by the karma lords? Or is it our choice? Is it the chain reaction of our actions and thoughts? Or something else?
Karma is nothing but a consequence of all our actions. If it's good action, we bear a good consequence. If bad action, we bear bad consequence. Karma is a Sanskrit name for consequence of actions. It's make a big deal because we don't translate it into English.
業障的意思只不過是你行動的後果咁解啫。你好嘅行動就有好嘅後果啦，壞嘅行動就有壞嘅後果啦。
If we steal some money and our karma is to go into the police station or to jail, that's karma. That doesn't mean your karma.
如果我哋偷人嘅錢，我哋嘅業障咧就係俾人拉去差館同埋坐監啦。
If we eat too much, then the bad karma will be that we feel very uncomfortable, heavy, indigestion. That is the meaning of karma.
如果我哋食得太多咧，我哋業障就係唔消化啦。
Qinghai Master。I am from Singapore. My father from Singapore. My mother is from Vietnam. I come from Singapore just to offer you some roses. Oh. So may I?
Sure. I waited a long time and there was a flower offering before. And it didn't come. I have noticed that he was there. Why did you wait so long?
點解你等咁耐先上嚟呢?
Thank you for your love and the roses.
好多謝你的愛心同埋你的玫瑰花。
I'm sorry you had to wait so long. Thank you. 、I'm happy that somebody is concerned only with my teaching.
我好開心有人只係關心我嘅教理啫。
What your action and what your question bespeaks your inner level.
你嘅行為表現出你裏邊嘅等級㗎。
I have two questions here.Do I have to be a vegetarian before I come for initiation?
No, you are vegetarian after. Mm-hmm. If you are before, of course it would be better. But since most of us are not, so I have to take what it is. So be vegetarian after initiation immediately.
問題是需不需要在印心之前就已經是素食的呢?是不用的。只要你在印心之後是素食就可以了。
The other question is, do I owe you anything after you have initiated me?
在印心之後，我會不會欠師傅任何東西呢?
No, you owe me nothing.
沒有，你沒有欠我任何東西。
Because whatever you will get is what you possess inside.
你將會得到的任何東西都其實是你自己裡面所擁有的。
The kingdom of God is within you.
上帝的天國就在你裡面。
I don't give you anything.
我沒有給你任何東西。
I just tried.To tell you how to remember it every day and help you to remember it at the first instant and you continue to do it.
我只是帮你怎样在第一次的时候记起这件事同埋以后每日这样想着去。
To attain complete enlightenment, must one be initiated?
要得到全部开悟是不是一定要印心呢?
According to history, yes.
如果看回历史来讲就是了。
Must we have a master to be initiated?
我哋系咪一定要有个名师先能够引心呢?
If you can do without, then it's fine.
如果你冇都得嘅话，咪最好啦。
I'm just afraid you forgot how, so I just help you. You don't need to call me a master. Yeah, you don't call me anything. Because I'm not the master really. I'm not the body anyhow. But people just call me master because they learn with me.They call me teacher or master, yeah?、
根本你不需要叫我做师傅的，只不过 你哋習慣跟我學嘢，所以叫我做師傅嘅啫。其實我都唔係呢一個肉體呢個師傅嚟嘅。
Anyhow, every time you call me the master, you should remember that you are the master. You have this master power within you, and you have to try to awaken that and to make use of that.
不過每一次你叫我師傅嘅時候咧，你應該自己明白到，其實你自己裏邊亦都係有一個師傅，你自己就係個師傅嘅。你每次都應該記起呢件事。
So it's also useful to call me master to invoke this memory within yourselves. That's the only best thing about it. Otherwise, there's no need.
所以你叫我師傅都有啲用嘅，就係提醒你裏邊嘅記憶啊。如果唔係咧，你冇乜需要嘅。
Before birth, we are not enlightened. After death, is there a method to reach enlightenment?
如果我哋生前未能開悟，死咗之後有冇辦法開悟咧
？Yes. Second hand.
有嘅，不過係二手嘅。
Suppose your relatives are initiated, then from the death you are raised to life.
如果你有生前有親戚朋友係印咗心嘅，咁你死後咧亦都會被提升一個境界嘅。
Because of bloodline, because of karmic relationship with each other, you are helped by degrees.
因為你哋嘅業障關係嘅互相影響咧，你亦都被影響而提升一個等級嘅。
When people die suddenly or before they expect to, is it possible for the soul or consciousness to stay behind?
Oh, mean linger around the physical relatives? Yes. Possible. These people are those who are reluctant to depart.It happens not only by the sudden death, but by many different deaths also. If the attachment is too strong still, they just linger around and make trouble, make noise.
當有啲人突然死亡、意外死亡，或者其他人原因死亡，而佢哋太過留戀呢個世界嘅話咧，佢哋嘅靈魂咧都有可能係會停留喺呢個世界上面一段時間而唔走，甚至乎喺度搞搞震嘅。
This is because the true self.Has not been liberated from the astral body.
因為佢哋嘅真我仲未曾喺佢嘅靈體裏邊被解放出嚟啊。
And that person mistakes this astral body for his physical self.
呢個人咧誤以為佢嘅呢個靈體咧就係佢嘅真我或者係呢個肉體嚟嘅。
And then because of the strong desire and attachment for the pleasures of this world, he tried to regain that by all means. So he linger around the relatives and friends or beloved one and sometimes make noise and disturb people.
由於他們太過留戀這個世界的物質享受，所以他們有時會留戀在這裡，甚至乎騷擾他們的家人、朋友。
But that's not for long.Not for long.
不過唔會好耐嘅。
Because the astral world also have policemen.
因為靈體嘅世界都係有警察嘅。
They will go patrolling and then catch them back and put them to the place where they belong.
佢哋會周圍巡邏，捉到佢咧就會捉翻去應該去嘅地方。
Okay, I think you answered the other question. She was asking how to remove the person.
Oh, they will be removed sometimes. Just be patient.
有啲耐性咧，咁呢啲冤魂就會被。
Oh, get enlightenment and then they remove themselves very fast.
就會好快被送翻去原有地方啦。
Yes.
How long will the initiation process take tonight?
呢個印心嘅過程今晚會要幾耐時間咧
？Depends on how many people.
睇有幾多人啦。
And the original instruction normally takes about half an hour.And then you sit for meditation for maybe 1 hour in silence. That will be a couple of hours. Yeah.
正常嘅嘅規律解釋咧，大約係半個鐘頭嘅啫。但係你仲要一啲時間嚟到打坐嘅，所以加埋咧會需要幾個鐘頭咁耐嘅。
But sometimes it takes longer because of the numbers of applicants, and we need to take down the information of your address and all that for the follow-up.And to send you more information because sometimes you need to know many things during your daily practice and we couldn't satisfy that in one night. In the physical level, yes, but not spiritually, we don't need that.
有時如果申請的人太多，參加引申的人太多，就需要時間會長一點，因為我們需要很多時間來到記下你們的資料、個人資料、地址等等，因為我們將來還要記很多資料和修行上的指示給你們的。雖然你們的靈體上是不需要的，但是你們的肉體都是需要的。
Also, in case we have some retreat, 7 days or 3 days, and that you want to participate, then we will inform you if we have the address. Therefore, the paperwork takes some time. That's all.
譬如話，將來我哋有啲7日或者3日嘅備證嘅禪七禪三咧，咁就可以通知你哋去參加啦。所以喺行政上嚟講，都要需要一啲時間嘅。
To be initiated, do we need courage?
要印心，我哋需唔需要有勇氣咧？
If you need, yes.
要的。
To some people, they just need nothing. They just walk in.
对有些人来讲，他们什么都不用，就这么走进来就可以了。
To some people, they need courage to put down their so-called etiquette, their preconceived ideas, and their attachment to some religious preconceived expectation. So, of course, to these people, they need courage.
對有些人來說，他們需要一些努力來放棄他們以前的成見、宗教上的概念等等，對這些人來說，他們也需要有勇氣。
Also, they're afraid that the family will not welcome them after they become vegetarian.
有些人怕家裡反對素食。
Some people are afraid that their business will not be able to go smoothly if they cannot go out and have dinner with all the other partners, etc. But these are not truth.
有些又怕生意上应酬不方便，不过这些其实是假的。
Nothing should be an obstacle if we truly want something.
如果我们真的想要一样东西，没有东西可以阻碍到你的。
In many countries, different kings have even renounced the kingdom just for one woman.
有些地方，有些国家，甚至有些皇帝是不要江山爱美人都有的。
Don't talk about big deal, heaven and earth or anything else.Just for one woman. And if we couldn't do even less than that for heaven, then we should ask ourselves whether it is true courage or what we call that.
如果為了天堂這麼大件事你都不可以放棄的話，那你要問自己到底這是不是真的勇氣了。
Do all the founders of the religion still exist? For example, Kuan Yin, Sakyamuni Buddha, Jesus?
是不是所有宗教的創始人現在還仍然存在的呢？
They exist in some level of consciousness.
他們生存在存在在另外一個靈。
Otherwise, they do not exist at all. They have never existed as individual, and they never will be.
他們生存在另外一個境界，如果不是他們根本就從來都沒有存在過。
Just like even the master,who has been in our earth physically, they originally not physical anyhow. And sometimes, if we are enlightened, we don't see the master sitting here speaking. We just see light and nothing else. The whole hall is light. No person, not even you.
譬如就以師父咁講，可以話佢根本從來未存在過都得嘅，因為有陣時你打坐可能只係見到師父一個光，冇實質存在嘅。
There are different levels of existence, and they exist according to our understanding of existence.
是有很多不同境界的存在的，是根据我们自己的个层次而定的。
For example, after initiation, and not even after initiation, at the time of initiation, some of you will see Jesus, some of you will see Buddha and talk to them or not talk to them. Depends on the power of your samadhi, whether you can hold on to that level long time enough to speak to the ascended master or not. Yeah? So now, because you have ascended to their ethereal level, astral level, so you can converse with them or see them. But when you go above that, you see no more.Understand? Doesn't mean the master is in a lower level, but because in a higher level, there's no personalities exist. Understand?
譬如在印心或者印心之后，你们可能在打坐的时候见到耶稣基督或者释迦牟尼的，因为你当时是被提升到那个层次的，但如果你再上更高层次，你们连他们都见不到的了。
Is there higher state than paradise?
是不是有比天国、天堂更高的境界呢？
Depends on how youterm paradise. You see, if you mean paradise, it's just somewhere beautiful, glorious, and you have everything to your satisfaction. These are not higher level of paradise.
咁要睇下你认为所谓天堂系点样噶？如果你只系认为天堂系一个好靓、好漂亮、好快乐嘅地方嘅话咧，咁呢个都唔系一个好高嘅境界嚟啫。
And the very high paradise is not.Possible to explain in language.
最高的天堂是没办法用语言来解释的。
So we just use paradise or heaven as a general term to describe somewhere eternal, blissful, and holy.
Yeah. 所以我们只是用天堂、乐园这些地方这个名称来形容一些永久快乐的地方。
Somewhere beyond this world.
在我们这个世界之上的地方。
But of course, there are different levels of heavens.、Yeah.
当然有不同层次的天堂的。
And with this method, we go to the end. We pass through five heavens and go to the highest one.
用我们的方法修行，我们去到最高的天堂，经过五个不同的天堂，去到我们最高的天堂那里。
There are more heaven than five, but we have to pass at least five in order to realize the truth.
唔只有五层嘅天堂啊，但系我哋最低限度要经过呢五层嚟到对去到最高嘅地方。
To be completely free and enlightened，
先至能够完全解脱同埋开悟。
Just like from here to China, mainland China, we have to go through different stations, yeah? Maybe five bus stations at least in order to reach.The mainland border only. But then you are still in mainland China. You begin to explore the mainland China.
就譬如我哋由呢度翻大陆咁，都要经过好多个站，先至能够过到个边界，先至能够话系真正翻到大陆噶。
Can the power of forgiveness dissolve bad karma and spare you from the consequences?
Yes.Yes, yes, definitely. That's why thou shalt not kill. That's why we should be vegetarian, so that all these animals are forgiven. And then we don't get the revenge afterward. We cut asunder the chain of cause and reaction. We stop it there. We stop the wheel of karma.
我哋一定要素食，一定要唔好殺生，咁我哋先至能夠切斷我哋同呢啲動物嘅業障上嘅關係，咁我哋先至能夠得到解脱噶。
My family objects to me taking initiation. What should I do?
我屋企反對我印心，我應該點做
？We have numerous families, life after life.
我哋生生世世有好多個家庭噶啦。
So think about it. Next time when you're born again, you have another family. And you'll be obstructed again. And next time, you'll have another family. And you'll be obstructed again. So think about it. Do what you think best for yourself. Talk to your family. Do what you think is best in your family's circumstance.
去到来生，你又有不同的家庭，又一样是会障碍你的啫。所以你要想清楚了，你用你自己的方法。
Our magical powers...A supernatural power?
神通是不是超自然的力量来的?
It's not really a supernatural power, it's a natural power.、
其实都不是超自然的，也都是一种自然力量来的。
We naturally have them, but we forgot how to use them.
我们是自然地生出来是有它的，不过我们不记得怎么用。
After initiation, and then you practice a long time, you have many...Magical power coming back to you.
印心之后，你修行一段时间咧，有好多神通就会翻翻嚟你身上噶啦。
But these are in a psychic level.
不过呢个只不过系一个精神上嘅层次嘅啫。
Astral level.
系灵体上嘅层次嘅啫。
Therefore, we are advised to refrain from using them, to abuse them, or too often or too obviously.
所以我劝告你们不要滥用或者时常用或者很明显地使用他们了。
Because then we will feel attached to this power, and then we remain in the psychic level or the astral world.
因為我哋會咁樣，就會俾佢吸引住喺一個好低嘅層次啊。
Just like children attached with toys and forget to go to school.
好似細路仔貪玩玩具唔翻學一樣。
What is real love?
真正嘅愛係乜嘢咧？
I don't know if I can say it in language.
我懷疑我能唔能夠用語言嚟到講出嚟。
But I only know that we can have it if we are enlightened.
我只知道如果我哋開悟嘅話，我哋就可以得到佢。
The unconditional love.
係無條件嘅愛。
Love without wanting anything in return.
唔求回報嘅愛。
That we have more and more.According to the degree of our enlightenment daily in the practice of meditation.
能够根据我们每日的修行的打坐的等级来增进来到每日增加的。
Can homosexual learn the Kuan Yin method?
同性恋者可不可以修观音法门呢?
Yes.
可以。
There is no homosexual Buddha nature.
没有同性恋的佛性的。
You are only identifying yourself with the physical frame. That's why you think you are homosexual, homo non-sexual, whatever. Otherwise, we are not the physical body. So don't worry. These conditions, these ideas, yeah, that you condition yourself with will drop away by and by as you learn to realize how great you are andWhat a real self you are. Yeah? So don't worry about this condition. These are just accidents that happen within the soul journey to eternity. It is no big deal. No sin. Don't worry about these things.
这些不是这么大件事的，只不过是你们的自己的意念将你们界定在这个肉体的平面里面，所以才认为自己是同性恋或者什么恋的。如果你一路修行到更高层次，你就会没有这个观念的了。
But of course you keep to one partner at the time, yeah?
当然你都是尽量要每次都要只得一个伴侣，要维持一个伴侣。
Kuan Yin method, can it help us be liberated from the wheel of transmigration, the cycle of life and death?
Sure, sure.
观音法门能不能帮我们
in this lifetime.
观音法门可不可以帮我们解脱轮回，不用轮回呢？当然呢，这一世就可以。
After initiation, you're liberated. And your five generations are also liberated together with you. Those who are already dead, we get go to heaven.
一印心之后，你就已经马上解脱了。即包括你印五代的已经死去的祖先在内，都会一起被解脱上天堂的。
And more, not only five.
其实是更多的，不止五代的。
By learning the Kuan Yin method after death, to what heaven will we go, or will our own heart create its own heaven?
如果我们死了才修观音法门的话，我们会去什么天堂呢？
We don't need to create any more heaven. Heaven already exists in plenty.
我们不需要创造任何天堂的，我们已经有很多天堂在这里了。
But many are empty.
不過很多都是空的，沒人住。
So we have to immigrate there.
所以我們要遷徙去那裡了。
To which heaven depends on how your practice goes while you are living. For example, after initiation, you practice and you have reached the third heaven. Then that's where you go after you die. And then the master will continue to teach you until you completely enlighten.And become the master yourself. Okay.
至于你会去边个天堂呢，就在乎你的修行等级而定的。譬如你因心之后修行得到去到第三天堂的果位的话呢，你死后呢就会去到那里了。咁在那里呢，师父又会继续教育你们，直到你们完全解脱成佛，成为自己的，成为一个师父为止。
Do we need initiation to have immediate enlightenment?Is our presence here at this lecture tonight enough for us to attain immediate enlightenment?
To some, yes, but most of you are too deep in the physical level that you truly need an official initiation.
对大部分人来讲，对少数人来讲，这一次讲经对他来讲已经是一个开悟的了。但是大部分人来讲，因为他们太过执着个肉体那个层次，始终都是要经过一个正式的印心才能够得到开悟的。
Because now you are listening to me, and your attention is outward, not inward. Therefore, the initiation is almost impossible.
因为你而家听我讲嘅时候，你哋嘅注意力系向外，唔系向内嘅，所以而家话要印心咧，根本系冇可能嘅。
But some of you would have some taste of enlightenment during the lecture already.
但有啲人可能而家喺呢个讲经嘅时候，已经尝试到一啲开悟嘅味道啦。
But even then, you need the follow-up and you need more instruction in order to know how to keep this enlightenment every day.
即使是这样，你们都还是要继续要接受这个印心，那你们以后才能够每日这样保持这个开悟的。
During my lecture, many people saw light and hear music from heaven or see the vision of enlightenment of heaven or of saints and of many things, but still,They should take initiation for a deeper research or further clarification of how to meditate every day and how to keep our energy in a pure state. Yeah, how to protect ourselves every day.
虽然在讲经的时候，有些人已经有好好体验，睇到圣人啊，或者好多天堂啊咁样嘅体验，但系佢哋一样又要接受一个正式嘅印心，咁以后佢哋先能够每日咁样知道点样打坐，点样继续进步，得到更好嘅境界嘅。
I have low blood pressure. Would it be a problem to my health to be vegetarian?
低血压对素食有冇影响呢
？You should worry about low level of consciousness.
你应该担心个低等级嘅。
If we have low level of consciousness, even if we have a high blood pressure, it doesn't balance.
如果你等級低，就算有高血壓，你都平衡唔到噶。
Beings from outer space, are they also created by God?
外太空嘅
I'm sure, yes, I'm sure.
外太空嘅生物係唔係都係上帝創造嘅啦？師傅話好肯定係嘅。
I forgot to ask them, but I'm sure they are also created by God.
我唔記得問佢哋，不過我好肯定佢哋係嘅。
For those who do not believe in God, will they be forever in hell? Why?
对于那些不信上帝的人来讲，会不会永远都留在地狱的呢
？No.
不会的。
It depends on what they do in their life.
在乎他们生前做什么事。
God cannot blame someone who doesn't believe him because he doesn't see him.
上帝不能够怪一个人不相信上帝，因为那个人根本见不到上帝。
So I offer you the way to see God first, and whether you believe it or not, later is your business.
所以我贡献给你的方法就是首先给你看到上帝先，至于你以后信不信呢，就是你自己的事了。
After enlightenment, does that person themselves know that they are enlightened?
在开悟之后的人会不会知道他们已经开了悟呢？
After enlightenment, of course you know you are enlightened.
开悟之后，你当然知道你自己开悟啦。
It's very obvious.
很明显的。
But maybe one or two do not realize that.
或者间中有一两个会自己不知道的。
Just because they have too much preconceived ideas about what enlightened would be.
因为他们对于开悟是什么呢，有很深的成见。
Yes, and they...Expect too much.
他们期望太多了。
Expect like a big electric shock or flying in the air or something like that.
他们以为会好像中电，被电电到，或者飞上天那么惊天动地的。
But even to this person, slowly after a few days, they also be in a state of realizing that they are enlightened after all. Yeah.
即使这些人过几天，他们都会认识到他们是已经开悟了。
There are signals for enlightenment. There are signs, special signs.
开悟是有信号可以观察得到的。
Enlightenment means you are enlightened. You know, you have light. Light is floating into you.
因为开悟即是表示你感受到光，感觉到光涌入你那里的。
So you will see some light.Inside.
所以你应该在里面看到有光的。
At the third eye, you use the third eye. At the initiation, the third eye will be opened by the master power, and then you will see light.
印心嗰阵时咧，师父会同你开咗你嘅第三眼，即系智慧眼。咁你会喺嗰度咧，系会睇到有光噶。
And then your inner soul will be awakened. Then you will hear a heavenly teaching without using physical ears.
咁你内在嘅灵魂就会苏醒。咁你唔需要用肉身嘅耳咧，都可以听到里边嘅教理噶啦。
The teaching in the form of music melody.
系用音乐。的形式来到教你的
Not by language.
不是用语言的
And these are the signs of enlightenment.
这些就是开悟的信号了
There are more.
当然还有更多了
And day by day we have more.
日复一日你会得到更多的
What is the way to make our heart peaceful?
有什么办法可以令我们的心平静呢
There's the only way, enlightenment.
Find your true self.这个就是唯一的方法就是开悟嘛找你的真我。
Can anybody by being vegetarian and meditating open and find by themselves this Kuan Yin method?
You find by themselves?、Oh. Very、difficult because vegetarian doesn't mean、Buddhahood, doesn't mean enlightenment. Otherwise, all the cows have been Buddha before we were born even.、Hmm?
Just a mean of compassion. 只靠素食和打坐是不可以得到观音法门或者解脱的。如果不是，牛都一早成佛了。
Vegetarian is just a way consciously to, preserve our love, great love for all beings.
素食只是表现我们对众生的爱心。
What is God? Does He create us?
上帝是什么呢？是不是他创造我们的呢？
If not, who does? How many are they? Can we be God?
有几多上帝呢？我哋可唔可以成为上帝呢？
You see, well, suppose there is a God who creates us, and that comforts us for the moment at least, until we see Him after initiation, during the meditation, and then you can ask Him yourself whether He has created us or not, and how many gods are there?
如果我们假设说有一个上帝真的创造我们最多是我们可以觉得安心一点直至我们在开悟打坐之后自己找到上帝知道有多少个上帝为止
There is a power that creates all things. It's not a person.
是有一个力量创造所有宇宙万物的不是一个人来的
We call that power God.
我们叫做上帝的力量
After initiation, we can still be living with the family, become...Mother and father, does it mean he have to change only in our mind?
No. Just stay where you are and do what you used to do.
印心之后，我哋仍然可以留喺家庭里边做我哋往日做嘅事，做人为人父母等等。
These are only outside duties.
呢啲只系外边嘅职责嚟嘅啫。
We have to do them, and we should do them better than before.
我哋一定要做佢，仲应该做得好过以前嘅。
The last question.When we buy some captive birds, animals, and release them in order to gain merits, is this any help to us?
如果我们买啲动物或者雀鸟去放生，对我们有没有帮助呢
When you buy them and release them, the seller they go and cast them back again because you buy them and sell a lot of money.
你买佢嚟放生，转头又俾人捉翻翻嚟，又再卖过嚟搵钱嘅啫
So most often like that.
通常都系咁啊
These are, I don't want to say.Things about the custom in the society. Some people have to make money, so don't ask me to tell things that is not very profitable. Now, suppose if we see something in bondage, and of course we like very much to free it because we feel compassion for that being, whether man or animal.At that time, we have merit already. Not that we do it because to earn merit, then it is like business. Buddha don't do business. God do not do business. Okay? God doesn't care how many birds you free. Because it's still in this sky, in his universe, anyhow, all belong to him. Who free whom? Where to? What for? So, just get enlightenment. That's the best merit you can get.
当见到一啲动物、生物被
恨住嘅时候，你好自然就系想放佢哋咧。当你咁样做嘅时候，你就已经系得到功德噶啦，并唔系话你要做呢嘢嚟得到功德，咁咧就等于一个好似做同上帝做生意一样，咁系唔啱噶。
So free yourself. This is a chance.
释放你自己先至系最重要嘅，呢个就系机会啦。
Thank you.
感谢你收看今天的智慧之语节目，无上师电视台接下来将播出黄金时代新科技，请继续收看。愿上帝加持地球所有众生拥有和平、友谊和和谐。 Thank you for joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. Golden Age Technology is coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May God bless our planet with peace, friendship, and harmony for all beings.